You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.f. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something I find very interesting and actually something I've wanted to unpack for quite a while, but that's the notion of building expert business solutions and web applications with formidable forms. And joining us for that discussion from Victor Font Consulting, I would like to welcome Victor Font. Victor, welcome to Press This.
Well, thank you, David. I'm really happy to be able to chat with you today.
Yeah, same here. I've used Formidable over the years, and never quite to the degree I think it's capable of, and became more aware of it. I think it was after Awesome Motive had invested in them and started to understand a little bit more about that. But really, for those listening, Victor is really into Formidable Forms. In addition to running and operating Victor Font Consulting, he's also operating the Formidable Mastermind, which we'll hear a little bit more about later. But he's going to share his thoughts on why he believes Strategy 11 is spearheading a golden age of WordPress application development with Formidable, how Formidable could be the go-to codeless WordPress application development platform, not just making web pages, and why he says that he has never seen a product as capable for building and a web application. I'm really excited to unpack all this with you, Victor. I know a lot of folks have probably seen Formidable around the way or use it themselves and might not be fully aware of what's all possible. So really excited to unpack this. Before we get into that though, I'd like to ask you the same question I ask all my guests. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story? When was the first time you used WordPress?
Probably back around 2009, 2010. And I never intended to build a website for myself. I had no interest in doing it. But that's the year, 2010 is when I published my first information technology book, The Ultimate Guide to the System Development Lifecycle. And I was working with the managing editor of McGraw-Hill Technical Book Division at the time. And she says, well, we don't market authors. Get yourself a website, get yourself on Twitter and Facebook. And I started with WordPress.com.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it was kind of this notion of necessity. Now, had you built sites and other technology prior to that? I know obviously you were in tech, but like, had you built a site before?
I had built HTML sites, not WordPress sites. I mean, we used to use ASP, you know, Microsoft tools and whatnot. And we built a lot of sites in the corporate level because I come from a corporate enterprise development environment. So we've done a lot of different tools, but very, very high-end tools.
Yeah, web-based tools, not necessarily a marketing site, but those two kind of blend over time. And of course, that's one of WordPress's strengths. But that was a cool origin story. That would have been right before custom post types and custom meta fields, if I'm not mistaken. So a very serendipitous time for you to be getting in and thinking about the ways you're using Formidable today. But I was wondering if you could also briefly tell me a little bit about Victor Font Consulting and Formidable Masterminds and what you do there.
Well, certainly. Well, I'm the owner of both companies. In fact, Victor Font Consulting is the parent organization. And for years, we made our living building Genesis websites. And I've been using Formidable now for 11 of the 12 years that it's been in existence. I tried everything else. I tried, you know, the competitors, the major competitors out there. And when I hit Formidable, it was a familiar environment to me from my enterprise development roles, because there were so many hooks that we can plug into and so many different ways to achieve your objectives in software development. So I really fell in love with it. My idea for Formidable Masterminds actually came as a result of taking Troy Dean's WP Elevation class, and also having some mentoring experience with Christina Romero, who is the queen of care plans. So I learned a lot from them. And I know you recently had Troy as a guest on the podcast too.
I did. I think he was the last episode, actually. I always love talking to Troy, and I could definitely see where he'd be an inspiration for what you were doing there.
Well, Formidable Masterminds is, it's taken me 3 years to get it up and running to the where it is today. I mean, I built a codex. There is no such thing as a codex for Formidable anywhere. You think of any other form building tool out there, where can you look up functions and hooks quite easily just by searching for them? Nowhere. It's unique. Plus, Formidable Masterminds has the only dedicated Formidable developer directory. We welcome anyone to sign up for the directory, but if you don't have experience with Formidable Masterminds, you cannot display your record in the directory. But you can have access to the directory, to the programmer level content that we create for them too.
Okay. So you have your Victor Font Consulting, which is effectively the parent org. And then you have another company called Formidable Masterminds. And it's really around developers seeking to build better with Formidable, I'm guessing, to trade ideas and strategies and things like that. And you know, we've been talking about Formidable as if everybody knows exactly what it is. I'm just curious for those unfamiliar. Can you explain what Formidable does and what you view the main business or build challenges that it solves?
Formidable, I have never met a requirement that a business has requested that I couldn't satisfy using Formidable Forms. In fact, my background with Formidable Forms is when I first got out of the corporate world and got into freelance consulting, I worked on some major Formidable projects for the U.S. government, for the U.S. State Department and a couple of other agencies. Plus, I was involved with building some incredibly intense business solutions at an enterprise level that required workflows and hooking into HR systems to pull employee data through. And I mean, there wasn't a challenge I couldn't solve with Formidable. You can build anything that you can imagine with it.
So, I mean, obviously, maybe folks could think about it. Could you explain what the plugin does, I guess, to help folks kind of imagine what you're talking about? Because I'm guessing, like, you're not building like a landing page exclusively with Formidable as the core of it. Help people understand like what it does and how it functions.
Okay, so Formidable is it had been marketed for years as a form building tool. Just like Gravity Forms or Ninja Forms or any of the other form builders out there. But what the Strategy 11 team has done is they've started to implement a vision to make this a tool for developers. Not only do we have this incredible ability to create data views now, but we can integrate all kinds of other jQuery or PHP libraries into it very simply, to build extensive dashboards that will rival the things we used to build in the corporate with crystal reports. Plus, there's all kinds of things that you can do to integrate with external systems. When you're talking about an enterprise level application, you need to be able to talk to systems that represent the single source of truth for any data element. WordPress is never usually the single source of truth for anything, but you can use links through Formidable to pull in HR data, to pull in data from accounting systems, to pull all different kinds of data elements in from your corporate enterprise system so that you can massage and represent that data in a readable fashion in Formidable, in WordPress, to your administrative and executive teams as a dashboard.
Okay. And then when you're doing the custom integrations and logic behind, are you just pulling in the data into fields, or is there, how do you address applying logic or functionality within that?
Well, most APIs today work on JSON. So now you know just a little bit about WordPress and the direction that WordPress is heading into as a front-end development platform. It's all JSON-based. Everything you're doing now with your themes and everything else is using JSON. Well, things that, data that comes in through API is the same exact format. It's JSON. All you have to do is massage it and feed it into whatever forms, whatever data elements you want. And it, and you know, the thing is, it's not just the Formidable tables that you can feed with Formidable. Formidable uses the underlying WPDB object. So you can use any table that's in a SQL database, or even external tables if you have to connect to ODBC. So there's a lot of different ways that you can bring data into Formidable and use it with their forms and with their views.
So I want to kind of unpack a little bit about what you said as we were kind of planning this episode and talking about the kind of no code approach that Formidable provides in this context. But we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Victor Font about how to build expert business solutions with Formidable Forms. Victor, right before the break, you were talking a little bit about all the capabilities that Formidable provides. And that was, I think, very intriguing and interesting to hear how deep that it goes. But you kind of set up, kind of getting into this episode, this notion of like Formidable maybe being the go-to solution for codeless application development. And I'm just curious, like, why do you think that it is or should be that?
Well, let me tell you where that phrase came from. That actually came to me from Steve Wells of Formidable Forms, of Strategy 11. And he was saying that their direction, when they rolled out the application builder in Formidable, their vision is to build a tool that developers can easily create applications, package them, and sell them as a revenue stream. And that's exactly what we're doing on Formidable Masterminds too. I don't think that there's any such thing as a truly codeless environment. I've worked in too many environments to understand that nothing can truly be codeless. But when we're saying codeless application development, we're talking about the ease in which it is to construct a package that you can produce and sell for yourself as a developer.
What is an application in that context then? Is it a collect? Is it the entire WordPress instance? Is it a plugin? Is it something else? Like when you say you can package and sell it, what do you mean by that?
All right. An application is actually, it's not quite a full-blown plugin. That you would install as a plugin. This is a series of forms and views that you've created to solve a specific business problem that you export as an XML file and import into your new environment through the formidable import process.
So the application builder is functional. Is it inside of the formidable plugin? Is it a separate?
Yes, it's built into any pro. I'm not sure if it's in the basic, but I think it really is in any pro license, but I could be wrong about that.
So it allows you ultimately to build these applications, this collection of views and objects, and then export it and put it into new sites, either selling them or using them on your own in other sites, and allows you to kind of scale that work into other, either to literally sell or just in the different types of sites you're building along the way?
Yeah, I'll give you an example right now of something I'm releasing very shortly on Formidable Masterminds. I'm releasing a W3C accessibility statement generator application for Formidable Forms. Accessibility is a big deal today on every single website that's public facing. You have to have some sort of accessibility statement on that site because there are just a lot of activists out there who are suing people for not having accessible websites. You have to show that you're concerned about these issues that people are raising. So the accessibility statement was created by the W3C. And the W3C, as you know, is the committee that defines World Wide Web rules and so on and so forth. The WC3 offers a tool, a generator statement on their website, but it's a one-off. It's session-based only. You can't save it. You can't edit it after you've created it. And it's built in a platform called Jekyll. They'll give you the software, their application, as long as you build it in Jekyll. So we use the W3C document license, which allows us to use their content freely as long as we attribute it to them. So the W3C application generator, because it's formidable, is going to be great for agencies who are building websites. Think about it. You only have one place to go. And when things change, you just edit it and republish the custom post. And what I've been able to do with this one is we will put a custom post together in either block format or legacy format, HTML. So this is what you can do in Formidable as an application.
And so an alternative path to achieving that outcome for a lot of folks would be what? Building a custom plugin or finding one that does it via the plugin route?
Exactly. And I'm not aware of any plugin out there that does that. The W3C form is kind of complicated and there's a lot of help and things on there. So you'd have to build something very, very specific. Now you have the ability to just use Formidable and do what it does best and building things for your clients. And you can probably charge a pretty penny for building an accessibility statement for a client too. So again, you're giving people the tools that they can be successful and develop new revenue streams.
Yeah, and they're doing it in a more lightweight and less complex way than they might if they were to pursue, say, a custom plugin to achieve something that wasn't available in the repo or something, or third-party plugin. So basically, yeah. It's
expensive to build a custom program, custom plugin.
And just to make sure everyone understands, like obviously your accessibility journey doesn't stop with a statement. There's a lot more to it than that.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure I know you weren't implying that, but I just want to make sure
No, absolutely. This is just a starting point.
yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. So, and you said it's available in the pro version. Are there good like demos out there for folks that are interested in like checking out how the application builder works?
Formidable themselves, they have videos online on the Formidable Forms website that you can read about or see the application builder work.
Okay, so let's maybe switch it then to what you're working on. Obviously, you're building things with Formidable and these applications within the Formidable context. Can you give us a couple of examples of what you're working on now or building with Formidable?
Yeah, I'm actually working right now. I have a couple of different enterprise things going on. I have a financial organization. I'm doing a interactive chart on the front end that's driven by Formidable data. You change the drop-down value and the charts will update with new future value calculations. So that's one thing that I'm working on, and that's going to be, that's for a private company. I'm also working with another company in Nashville, a regional telecom, and we're actually going to build an enterprise level website driven by their marketing department. But it's also going to be tied into industry-specific back-end systems. It's a very complex project.
And so these were good fits for Formidable because of the integrated aspect, the complexity in showing different types of data that you've been integrated with. Is that
exactly
roughly how you think about it?
Yeah, exactly. And even on our own website for Formidable Masterminds, we use Easy Digital Downloads for our download tool. And they have this front end developer store, front end. It's a storefront. And I'm allowing developers in the directory to open up their own storefronts, but I'm driving everything out of Formidable, even though it's coming from Easy Digital Downloads as the back end tool. The developer dashboard and everything else is a Formidable view that I've created to work with Easy Digital Downloads and WordPress.
Oh, so it's giving you that escape route for like, I wish EDD did X in terms of seeing the data. And so it's kind of that bridge between X and what it provides natively, at least in that context.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is because EDD is object oriented and Formidable, I can call functions directly from EDD and tie them into Formidable. And it's just really a beautiful way of doing things. But again, this kind of stuff requires real code.
Right. But even though it requires real code, do you find that using it in concert with Formidable cuts out a lot of real code?
It does. I try to use Formidable functions wherever possible because it just makes things a whole lot easier. There are some things that you have to do, especially when you get into enterprise level and you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of records, performance can suffer a little bit unless you can tweak the database. And I don't know if you're familiar with the WordPress database schema, the way posts and post meta is stored, but Formidable uses a similar schema. And it doesn't make a good opportunity for operational data reporting or like a data warehouse type thing. But if you know how to build this stuff in SQL using views or creating custom tables, you can actually use those views and custom tables to represent data and display data in Formidable.
Ah, very interesting. So I'm curious though, a little bit about the future and what you think the future holds for Formidable and I guess people building with it, but we're gonna take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're talking about building expert business solutions with Formidable, and we're discussing this with Victor Font. Victor, right before the break, you were giving us some examples of some things that you've built with Formidable and some of the benefits you found there. I'm just curious, where do you see the future of Formidable going, and how does that relate to how you're thinking about Formidable Masterminds or your business in general?
Well, Formidable Masterminds and Victor Font Consulting, we're not building just standard websites anymore. We've dropped that completely from our our inventory. We do have some website care clients, we still do, but everything that we've been doing lately is about building expert business solutions to help people solve their business problems. And these are large projects. I mean, typically, you know, one that just got put on hold past December is probably going to end up in the $50,000 to $75,000 range. You know, you can build big applications if you know what you're doing with Formidable. It's not uncommon to have an enterprise app that can easily cost the company $150,000 to $200,000 of your time. And this is your pocket money. But you have to be competent with it. And my goal with Formidable Masterminds is to help people achieve the competency they need to be successful with a tool that's as capable as Formidable. We're generating a lot of content and we're giving it out for free.
I like it.
Yeah. And the only thing that, and because of my background with WP Elevation and what I do in the corporate world, I'm applying enterprise level development techniques to what we're doing with Formidable, and I'm publishing how to do this stuff. So
as I think of like agencies or freelancers, and you know, I think even back to my own agency, and I remember we did a blend of both maybe kind of like marketing website and web application development and a variety of approaches, including WordPress. And I always found the application work a little, first off, you're right about the budget size being very high there, but I also found it to be a bit less stressful because it was so precise what you're trying to achieve versus, you know, people's view of how a marketing site would kind of come to life. Do you find that in the work you do?
Absolutely. I think the better the requirements, the better the product, and the more interesting it is for me.
Well, I think you hit a nail on the head there, the better the requirements. While it was maybe the biggest budgets of the things we did, and maybe in a lot of cases, it was a lot easier in a lot of different ways than the brochure sites, it could also go a lot more wrong. Is that, would you find?
Well, it depends. See, on those large projects, you got to remember, I was a corporate IT director where I had to develop those requirements. And, you know, we use the business analyst body of knowledge as our guide for how to put good requirements together and everything else. So, you know, when I do the requirements, you get complete requirements that I can hand over to any corporate development team and they'll be able to build a product.
Yeah, but not every client's like you, Victor. Like, what about the ones that don't do that?
I know, but on enterprise level applications, that's the job I do for them.
Oh, I see. Like,
they
when
pay
you
me for that.
I gotcha. Okay. So, but I guess in general, though, you found it to be, you know, a big part of your, I'm sorry, you've made basically your entire business that. What about the future of Formidable? Where do you think Formidable is going?
I'd really like to know. And one of the people that you should probably talk to about that is Stephanie and Steve Wells from Formidable. They don't usually publish their timelines. I'm lucky in that I have a casual relationship with Steve Wells and we chat every once in a while and he gives me ideas of where they're heading. And I know that he definitely wants to build this application platform for developers. I know that there are some shortcomings. There are some things that I wish were in the application packager that they just released. For example, you can't use external files, jQuery or PHP files. There's no way to package them. So, and it doesn't also, like if you're using lookup tables, it doesn't package the data that goes along with the lookup table. So I would like to see that packager a little bit more refined so that it might work better with code snippets or one of the other tools that we use in WordPress for storing external files.
Okay, so some meaningful features, improvements. I definitely understand not announcing your roadmap with timelines. That's a lighting of fuse that can be hard to put out later, but it's really interesting. For folks who are curious about reaching out to connect or to learn more about Formidable Masterminds, where should they go?
Well, come visit us on Facebook. I've got a Formidable Masterminds group. Anyone can join as long as you've had a record in Facebook for the last couple of months. So join, see what it's about. That's all I can do. And you're all invited.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Victor. This was very interesting.
Well, I'm so glad I was able to participate. Thank you, David, very, very much.
Thank you as well. And thanks everyone else for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.